So this is going to be a quick explanation because I'm not going to waste your time with 70 minutes of bullshit anatomical minutiae that will never show up on your USMLE. The idea is to get you points, okay? So you need to know straight up that pain over the central palm, sans, without, pain over the anatomic snuffbox, is going to be consistent with a lunate fracture on the USMLE, okay? So when we talk about foosh, falling on outstretched hand, almost always that's going to be pain over the anatomic snuffbox, which is the base of the thumb on the dorsoradial aspect. So the anatomic snuffbox, if you have pain when you have fall on an outstretched hand, that's going to be scaphoid fracture, which of course is not the case here. So scaphoid fracture, you need to immobilize in a thumb spica cast. The initial x-ray is often negative, but you need to immobilize in the thumb spica cast and then re-x-ray in 3 weeks. If you don't immobilize, there can be avascular necrosis of the scaphoid bone, okay? Really, really high yield for USMLE. You've probably heard that before. That's not a big deal. But what you do need to know, the value point here is like, ooh, wow, there's something, you can get a lunate fracture on USMLE. Not joking, it's on the NBME exam. It's not dramatic or rocket science, but it's something you just need to know, okay? So lunate fracture, this is going to be foosh, fallen outstretched hand, where you do not have pain over the anatomic snuffbox and you have pain in the base of the palm, okay? That's lunate fracture. So it's on the NBMEs. Now, the other thing you need to know is hamate, hook of hamate fracture, often which is medial on the wrist. Hook of hamate fracture is often from handlebar impaction, which can lead to Guyon canal syndrome, G-U-Y-O-N canal syndrome, which is ulnar nerve entrapment at the wrist, okay? So you get hypothenar paresthesias / numbness. So those are the three high-yield injuries you need to know. That hook of hamate fracture, handlebar injury, ulnar nerve entrapment at the wrist, lunate, fall on an outstretched hand, pain in the base of the central palm, scaphoid, that's pain over the anatomic snuffbox, and you have to immobilize and thumb spica cast, initial x-ray is negative, re-x-ray in 3 weeks, and then high risk of scaphoid avascular necrosis if you don't immobilize. Now, the carpal bones, when we talk about the two rows, proximal and distal, lateral to medial, so radial to ulnar, the mnemonic is, she looks too pretty, try to catch her. So scaphoid, lunate, triquetrum, pisiform, trapezium, trapezoid, capitate, hamate. Okay? USMLE, I mean, in terms of what they could ask you, it's quite rare for them to actually show you an x-ray of the carpal bones with an arrow pointing and asking you to identify. It can happen, but it's fucking rare. My input could just be, and I'll make other questions on this, don't worry, but my input could be just quickly, you know, you could Google the carpal bones and just know those for your exam. But apart from just randomly spending 20 seconds Googling the carpal bones, I just want you to know scaphoid fracture, lunate fracture, and hook of hamate fracture. And of course, this one's just lunate fracture, okay? That's it.